AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A rare snowstorm brought Oregon's largest city to a halt on Wednesday. The AP's Gillian Flackus reports commuters began leaving work early, hoping to beat the storm in Portland, but they couldn't outrun Mother Nature.
It hit the Portland metro area particularly hard right around rush hour, and that caused incredible gridlock and delays on all of the freeways and roads all around Portland. People were trapped in traffic for hours. Cars were spinning out and abandoned. Semi-trucks jackknifed on the road and just left there. It was really a wintry mess.
An unexpected move from the White House. President Obama has declined to sign legislation renewing sanctions against Iran, but has let it become law anyway. He'd faced a midnight deadline to sign the 10-year renewal of the decades-old sanctions law. President-elect Donald Trump spent some time Wednesday with Silicon Valley executives, many of whom were staunch opponents during the campaign.
If the president-elect harbored any grudges, he didn't show it. Seated at the table with Tesla's Elon Musk, Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg, and other tech execs.
This is a truly amazing group of people.
And he told them his goal in office will be to help them continue designing and making world-beating products.
We want you to keep going with the incredible innovation.
That includes, he says, trade deals that help them compete in foreign markets. Among the many policy disputes Silicon Valley had with Trump during the campaign was over his vivid denunciations of free trade pacts as a betrayal of American workers. Mark Smith at the White House.
Just in from Beirut, a Syrian army official confirms all is ready for rebels and civilians to start leaving Aleppo at any moment. The media arm of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says overnight negotiations reinforced a ceasefire deal. The NBA and its players have reached a tentative agreement on a labor deal. This is AP Radio News. Closing arguments are expected Thursday in the trial of the white man charged with last year's murder of 9 black people at a South Carolina church's Bible study.
The prosecution rested after playing the jury the recording of shooting survivor Polly Shepard's desperate 911 call.
He's coming, please.
Okay.
In between telling the operator what she knew, Shepard prayed, "Help us, Lord. Please help us, Lord."
There's so many people dead, I think. Oh, my God.
She said Dylan Roof told her he let her live to tell the world his racist motive. Roof's lawyers rested their case without calling any witnesses after a judge ruled they could not present evidence about his mental health. I'm Steve Coleman.
Experts say the Fed's decision to slightly raise its key interest rate should have little immediate effect on mortgages or auto and student loans, but rates on other loans, like for credit cards and home equity loans, will likely rise soon, but only modestly. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.